Currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Terman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and sites that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Connie Terman. If you've driven around Kirkland much in the last 2 weeks, you've no doubt noticed something very different about our city. The railroad that once dissected Kirkland is now in various stages of removal. Some of it's still intact. Some of it in stacks along the corridor. Some of it already in the long beds of semis. All of these are signs of progress toward the city's ultimate goal for the corridor. For more on the future of the Cross Kirkland Corridor, I'll turn it over to Christian Knight.
The average human stride is 31 inches long. The average gap between two railroad ties on the Cross Kirkland Corridor is a foot shorter than that. Just short enough to sabotage what would otherwise be an ideal setting for casual strolls. By the end of October, however, the strolling along the Cross Kirkland Corridor will be a little more ideal. By then, you see, the railroad will be gone.
As soon as we are done with construction, we intend to open this for public use until such time as we need to restrict access for the interim trail construction. What you will end up with is a railroad bed after all the rails and ties are removed that is graded flat. It will be a little bit uneven still, but it'll be 8 to 10 feet wide. So essentially what we have right now, you just won't have the rails or the ties there kind of making you have to do a stutter step when you're walking along.
Of course, removing the railroad is one of the first steps to providing a permanent trail and mass transit line along the Cross Kirkland Corridor. The next step is building an interim trail, and that could happen sooner than you might expect.
We're anticipating to put this out bid early in 2014 and to start construction as soon as the weather will allow. If we have a mild winter, that may be this winter. It will probably be done in phases, so it won't be that the whole trail is closed for use and in construction at one time. But the goal is to have an opening and functioning trail here by early spring of 2014.
When it's complete, the interim trail will resemble the East Lake Sammamish interim trail, which connects Issaquah to Redmond.
Surface will be a 8 to 10 foot wide crushed gravel surface with a lot of fines in it, so it'll be very analogous to what you may find on the East Lake Sammamish Trail, on any of the converted railroad grades we have around here. It's a very firm, compacted surface, suitable for mountain bikes, wagons, strollers, anything that's got a fairly fat tire on it.
A crushed gravel surface, however, is not its ultimate destiny. The city of Kirkland is already pursuing state and federal grants that will help pay for a permanent trail. And that trail could look and feel a little differently. It will certainly be paved. It could feature art and landscaping. It could include tunnels and bridges at any of its 9 road crossings. And one side of it will accommodate some kind of mass transit, such as light rail. Leaders from the city and contracted landscape architects from the Berger Partnership have been asking residents to offer their feedback on all of these details since spring. Ultimately, that feedback will help crystallize the vision of the Cross Kirkland Corridor. Before any of this is possible, however, Salt Lake City-based A&K Railroad Materials will have to dismantle, remove, and salvage each of the railroad spikes, rails, and ties. Since August 23rd, its crews have been doing just that. That's nearly 19,000 ties, cut from oak trees and lathered in creosote tar. Removing them requires an excavator. It's nearly 1,600 rails, all of them steel, almost all of them stretching 39 feet and weighing 1,400 pounds. Tallied together, that's more than 1,000 tons of steel along the Cross Kirkland Corridor. Of course, railroad removal begins with spike removal, about 130,000 of them. To free them from the ties, crews use something they call a spike machine.
The spike machine requests 2 guys, 1 in each guy, if you see them. The guy inside and the guy outside, these are those arms. You have to control yourself here and put in the spike, and this will go up and down. You got to catch it. Wow. and pull it. This guy inside had to do the same thing every time. Every time. So this guy had to work double.
Sandoval's six-man crew has extracted up to a mile's worth of spikes on some days. That's more than 20,000 spikes in a day.
There's about 80 tons of material other than the rail as far as plates and spikes go. There's about 3,200 ties per mile. And then there's about eight truckloads, to be about 300 tons of rail a mile.
Of course, these materials have value, lots of value.
The value of the rail materials, other materials, and the ties has been estimated to exceed the cost of removing them and transporting them by about $100,000. So there's going to be a credit, it appears, to the city once these are picked out and taken to A&K's railroad yard, and they will repurpose these and resell these to other short line railroad operators across the U.S. That's one of the green ideas we have. This company was built on recycling and repurposing rails and rail equipment, so we know that they are going to take this and resell it and not take it to, say, a landfill.
To follow progress on rail removal and construction of the interim trail, visit kirklandwa.gov and type interim trail in the search bar. To find out how you can help shape the vision of the Cross Kirkland Corridor's master plan, visit kirklandwa.gov and type Cross Kirkland Corridor into the search bar. Share it, like it, tweet it. The city wants you to try out a unique way to join the conversation about the future of Kirkland. A new online engagement site called Ideas Forum poses questions about the comprehensive plan update and the Cross Kirkland Corridor master plan. It also lets you share your vision for Kirkland. Here to walk you through the site is Kirkland's webmaster, Rob Mullen.
My name is Rob Mullen, and I'm the webmaster for the City of Kirkland. I'm here today to show you the newest website that allows you, the citizen, to join the conversation about all these great things that we're doing for Kirkland 2035. When a user comes to Ideas Forum, they can sign up very easily. Just go down, put your email address in here. So it's like, you know, my email address, and come up with a password, and then put your name in there, and then sign up, and then you become part of the system. We require everybody to sign up to participate. You can also connect through your Facebook account as well. So once we're logged in, we want to set up our account so we can edit our profile. We can either write a little bio about ourselves so people know who we are and if we want to share that kind of information. You can change your password here, you can change your email. The other piece is to answer these profile questions so we know where you're from. We can describe what best describes our involvement in Kirkland government, local government, or neighborhood issues. So if you're a very active person, you could put, I'm very active, or I'm unaware, or I'm interested, or I actively participate, or I get involved a few times a year. Choose that, and then choose your neighborhood as well. So once you're in Idea Forum, it's broken down into a couple of different pieces. One is it allows you to share ideas that you have right in here where it says enter your idea. You can just put your any idea for the city in the future right there. The site's broken up into three different sections. You'll see that there's projects, which are kind of a catch-all for each of the projects that are going to be available for people to discuss. So in this case, we've got Cross Kirkland Corridor, so we go there, and it shows information about Cross Kirkland Corridor, and there's a forum associated with it, and there's also, as you can see over here, there's a discussion that's associated with it as well. The other portion we have is discussions, and discussions are conversations. That's why we have little thought bubbles. People are talking back and forth, so we can click on, say, making the corridor the reflection of Kirkland. And there's various topics that we can have a discussion about. So what is your favorite thing about Kirkland? And how can the Cross Kirkland Corridor make it even better? And we could sign in with our account and then type in what we want, and other people could go back and forth, and we could have a nice conversation about that kind of stuff. Here's a discussion about the comprehensive plan. So we can see a topic right here, we say, what would you like to see change your local shopping center? As we see down here, there are some people discussing about things that they would like to see change their local shopping center, something about bridle trails. People are conversing back and forth. So a discussion is essentially simply a conversation back and forth between multiple people. Now, the other portion that's also built into Idea Forum is the forums portion of it. And what the forum is, as you can see, has a little light bulb down here. And that's the difference between a discussion and a forum is that there is an idea built into the discussion. So if we click on Cross Kirkland Corridor Master Plan Goals and Vision, you'll see that it starts out with a small description of what's going on. Master Plan includes goals and visions for Cross Kirkland Corridor. And down there has an ability for you to type in an idea about what do you see in your vision of the Cross Kirkland Corridor. So somebody has put in an idea or a suggestion and said, I think developing a series of collaborative stations along the corridor is great. And somebody has communicated back on that. They're discussing the idea the guy suggested, and they voted on it. That's the big difference between the discussion, is that there is ideas pulled into the equation here, and then people discuss those ideas in a forum. And so you could type in, post your comment. But not only that, but if it's something that you're interested in, you can follow it so that when new people put new conversation items with this idea, it will send you an email to let you know. Or if you really like this idea, you could share it out via whatever social network that you're a member of. You could share it through Facebook or Twitter, whatever you want. So that way you can share the ideas that you feel are important to you. Or if you have a brand new idea, you could type your new idea in there and hit go, and then people could start discussing your idea there. But the biggest difference between discussions and forums is that a discussion is a conversation back and forth, but a forum allows you to suggest an idea and then discuss the idea. So we'd like you to join the conversation. Come to ideasforum.kirklandwa.gov and share what you feel is important for the future of Kirkland. And this is just one of the many tools that allow you to join the conversation.
It is 6 inches wide and 2.5 inches tall, and with the help of some well-placed white pavement markings and well-crafted sheet metal, it has the power to halt up to 96% of the 210 machines that encounter it, according to the August 2010 study by the Federal Highway Administration. Transportation engineers call it a rapid flashing beacon. This month, Kirkland is adding 6 more of these safety devices near schools thanks to the streets levy voters approved in the November 6, 2012 election. Kirkland's capital improvement program is funding 4 more of these improvements. Led by the City Council's 2013 Crosswalk Initiative, flashing beacons will, by the end of this year, be alerting drivers of pedestrian presence at up to 14 crosswalks throughout the city. This is the first phase of a city council goal for the levy that will fund the construction as well as the upgrade of safety devices at up to 50 crosswalks throughout the city. To expedite progress toward accomplishing the crosswalk goal, Kirkland's leaders leveraged in 2013 all of the $600,000 in levy funding that was dedicated to crosswalks in 2013 and 2014. Learn more about the City of Kirkland's Pedestrian Safety Program at kirklandwa.gov. As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the City's website, on your mobile device, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you.